AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. House Republicans are searching for a new leader after ousting Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. In the running, Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, with Oklahoma's Kevin Hearn, also a possibility.
It's obviously very early, so we're going to see what happens over the next 5 days.
Sagar Magani reports continued aid to Ukraine is a major issue.
Last week's deal to keep the government open did not include the $13 billion in supplemental aid the president's seeking, with several Republicans like Jim Jordan against it.
The most pressing issue on Americans' minds is not Ukraine.
At the White House.
It does worry me.
But the president says there's a plan B.
There is another means by which we may be able to find funding.
So what would that look like?
He's going to speak to this when he's ready to do so.
The president and spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre say he's planning a major speech on Ukraine and remains confident the money will flow, with top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer saying most lawmakers are on board.
There's strong bipartisan majorities in both the House and Senate.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. Navy ship has seized more than a million rounds of ammunition from a vessel being used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard to arm Yemen's Houthi rebels in violation of a U.N. Security Council resolution. U.S. Central Command says those rounds are now being sent to Ukraine. Day three of Donald Trump's civil fraud trial focused on who was responsible for his financial statements, but Julie Walker reports Trump's court appearances have become central to his presidential campaign.
Donald Trump is not scheduled to testify yet, so doesn't have to be here, but he's seizing the opportunity.
They're trying to damage me so that I don't do as well as I'm doing in the election.
Trump's appearances here drew far more media attention than any campaign rally would have and gave the former president a fresh opportunity to rile up his base and to fundraise. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. The Texas Rangers are through to the American League Division Series with a victory over the Rays. Steve Carney was at the game in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Nathan Eovaldi pitched into the seventh inning, and Josh Young had three extra base hits as the Texas Rangers completed a two-game sweep of their American League wildcard series over Tampa Bay with a 7-1 decision. Young had two doubles and a triple on the day. He called the game a total team effort.
I mean, we have the ability to suffocate the opposing pitcher on any given night. And when we have quality at-bats 1 through 9, I know that's a lot of pressure you put on the other team.
The Rays scored just one run in the two-game series. Texas moves on to face the Baltimore Orioles in the American League Division Series beginning Saturday. Steve Carney, St. Petersburg.
The Rangers next play the Orioles Saturday in Baltimore. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Twins also advanced, sweeping the Toronto Blue Jays with a 2-0 win. They'll head to Houston. Again, the series starting Saturday. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.